Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Emma Quirk from Kerry recently represented Ireland in Spain, but at I would think a fairly unusual pursuit, she was over at the World Jigsaw Championships. Emma, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me what happens at the Jigsaw Championships.
Yeah, I went over to the Jigsaw Championships in September and I hadn't done one before, so I didn't really know what to expect. But it was brilliant. There was about over 1,000 people competing at it, so it was actually a really big deal.
So how did you, do you qualify first of all for the World Championships?
No, at the minute you don't have to qualify, you just have to apply. So anyone can actually enter. So I just entered and said I'd see how I got on. But I really liked it and I really enjoyed it over there. So there was 3 different rounds. There was a first round, and then there was a semi-finals and then a final. So there was 200 people in each round. And there were 6 individual first rounds. And I got through to the finals, so I was delighted with that.
Yeah. For your first time, well done. So what happens? Yeah. Is it like, I presume obviously you're making a jigsaw, but do you have to do it in a certain time frame, or is it the amount of pieces or how complex it is?
Yeah, so it's a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle and you have an hour and a half to make it in. But obviously the people who progress on to the next level are the people who do it in the faster time.
So it's all time and speed. You're obviously a keen jigsaw fan, I take it.
Yeah, I've been puzzling ever since I was small. Started off with like really small piece puzzles when I was about 2 years old and just kept going at them. Loved doing them at home. They're very like relaxing and enjoyable. And then start competing and just learned how to do them faster and faster.
What's the knack?
At the competition,
you might not want to tell people, but...
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I suppose it's just like maybe do the edges first and sort them out by colour.
So that's kind of your trick to putting one together, yeah.
And I think everyone kind of has their own way of doing it, though, which is nice too.
Imagine there's probably a fairly mixed age profile, is there, at this?
Yeah, there was loads of people at it, yeah. Like there was a massive audience watching around the edge of the like stadium where it was on. And then there was like a lot of people like watching on live streams as well. So there was a massive audience, yeah.
Did you train much before taking part or practice?
Not really, because I only found out like a few months before that it was actually on. So I hadn't trained at all really, but I started like doing them at home and trying to do them a bit faster. But I think I'll definitely train for next year now, yeah.
Yeah, and how did you hear about the competition?
I just saw it online. I think it was one of my friends sent it to me online and was like, oh, you should enter this.
You should enter it.
Because we knew I had done them.
Yeah. So it's a 500 piece puzzle that you need to do.
Yeah.
As quick as you possibly can, and then those people continue on to qualify for each round. Am I right? Did your dad compete with you?
Yeah, my dad did too, yeah. So there was an individuals and a pairs and then a team. So I needed a pairs partner, so I got my dad roped into it as well. So it was brilliant. And it was actually a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, it
together.
Sounds like a really lovely thing to do. And he's obviously a keen puzzle fanatic as well.
Yeah, he wouldn't really be, but he got into it now for the competition.
The weekend away, the weekend in Spain. Would you encourage others to do it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'd really recommend it. There was about 10 of us from Ireland overall, so well done to all the other Irish that were on it as well.
Yeah.
But we're after setting up an Irish Jigsaw Puzzle Association.
If people want to join.
So we have a Facebook page, our Facebook group, if anyone would like to join. And we're hoping to set up an Irish competition early next year.
Fantastic. And is there much interest in jigsaw making in Ireland?
Yeah, there seems to be. I mean, we've got about 100 people following so far.
Okay, so there is.
We all seem to be really interested in doing a competition. So, yeah, hopefully. And I think there's a lot of people who just do them at home and don't really know that it's things that people can do competitively.
Yeah. What do you get from it? Is it just, you know, clear your mind, take you out of the day-to-day? Stuff that you'd be at.
Yeah, you're so focused on it that you're very relaxed and you're just thinking about being in the puzzle. But it's really enjoyable and like there's a great community behind it as well, which is really nice to see over in Spain as well.
How many jigsaws have you in the house, Emma?
About 200, I'd say.
Really?
Maybe
I'd say they love that at home, do they? I know. And would you make them up and leave them or would you break them back up again?
No, break them back up straight away and do them again. I've
really?
Done them all about 100 times. Yeah.
The listener is wondering about swapping jigsaws. Apparently that goes on quite a bit online.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're hoping with the Irish Association to arrange a few like puzzle swaps. So like where people would meet up in an area and all swap puzzles from like their cars or something. So
yeah, whatever their interest is. Good stuff. Listen, Emma, congratulations and well done again. Competing at the World Jigsaw Championships. That's Emma Quirk in County Kerry.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.